is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, before we get to the Dirt Alert, we need to give a shout out to Hope in Eden Prairie, who just won the last set of pink tickets this week. Very happy.
Well, congratulations, Hope.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she excited, Mike?
She is super pumped. So, yes, everyone tried calling in. Thank you so very, very much. They've been ringing off the hook all day.
It's
been great, but congratulations to Hope. She waited. Hope from Eden Prairie is heading to pink.
All right. Holly, what do you got for us?
Well, and we're heading to the courtroom where the jury in the Danny Masterson rape trial told the judge today that it could not reach a verdict.
Oh.
Now, however, the judge in this case, Charlene Olmedo, said that the jurors have not deliberated long enough to declare a mistrial, and she ordered the jury to resume deliberations on November 28th after taking a week off for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Whoa. Okay.
Now, in a note to the judge, the jurors said that they are, quote, unable to reach a unanimous decision on any of the counts. And the jury has been deliberating for nearly 3 days. Now, no indication was given as to the breakdown of the vote and who, you know, any of the debate that is happening amongst the jurors. Now, the defense attorney argued that the jury has had enough time and suggested that the judge question the panel about whether anything might resolve the deadlock. However, the judge said that it's simply not enough time and we got to take a break.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll bet it's like, you know, people are just firmly on one side or the other. And they're split on it.
Yeah. How do you get your people to the other side?
Well, I mean, isn't that the drama of 12 Angry Men, among other things?
Yes, right. It's true.
Yeah. So, TBD on the Danny Masterson trial until at least November 28th. So we're going to have to wait a week.
Tony Ortega is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The people who are doing courtroom reporting today have been very busy up in San Francisco and then down here in LA with the Theranos.
Yes, that's right. And we're going to that story next, Lori. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of startup Theranos, has been sentenced to 11.25 years in prison. And she was sentenced for that for her role in defrauding investors and consumers about the potential of her company's blood testing device.
I mean, it went so far there was nothing there that they set it up in Walgreens and got people appointments there for nothing.
Right. Yeah. Now,
I mean, that's a scheme.
I really think that she thought being pregnant and
white
and, you know, saying all this. I think she really thought she got over 100 people to write letters. I think she did not expect this.
I would agree. What do you think?
Well, you know, she was crying in the courtroom, according to Variety sources. She tearfully hugged her family as the court fell silent after the sentence. Now, Holmes will have to serve her 11.25 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, and she's going to be required to self-surrender at a later date, and we don't have that date yet.
I think it's April.
You think it's April?
Yeah, I think that's what I read on CNN, that she has until April, and they'll probably, you know, like try and appeal it and stuff, and luckily for her, she's married to a hotel heir, but I mean, it's kind of like really this quote-unquote white-collar crime
scamming
gets a hand, you know, slap on the wrist, you know, and it's real money. Jen Shah's got to be not feeling good today.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because she's
December 6th
defrauded old people.
Now, is December 6th the date where she's going to be sentenced?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And we're having a remote that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're going to report live from someplace.
She's got federal fraud charges.
Yeah. She's
just like Theranos here. And that FTX is losing, you know, lost $1 billion. And
he's going down. And also just the Christie's. From Bravo.
Oh, Chrisley.
Chrisley's. They are not getting any breaks. They're expecting 22 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So their sentencing, the Chrisley's, is going to be happening, I believe, on Monday, November 21st. So that's going to be happening. And to your point, Julia, prosecutors are asking that Todd and Julie Chrisley get up to 17 years in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Teresa Giudice is lucky she only had a year and a half. And Joe only got 4.
Right.
Got deported.
Gosh, bad, naughty people.
Mm-hmm.
There's rules.
Mm-hmm. Bad, naughty people not crossing.
Now that makes me want to watch Amanda in this Theranos
it's
thing.
It's good.
Whatever the show is
it's
on.
It's good.
The Dropout over on Hulu.
Have you watched it?
I have not.
I made it 2/3 the way through. I'm not going to lie. I didn't finish it.
Do you think Elizabeth will keep that voice in prison? Talking that high, whispery voice?
Do you think that she's going to talk like this?
Right.
Probably not.
Can you imagine? Oh, my word.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
I wonder, did that other guy, Sonny, you know, her partner?
He's getting sentenced next week.
I wonder what he's going to get.
Probably similar.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a justice is being served this week.
Right.
As well as turkey on Thanksgiving
Day. Thank you.
Let's just, you know, stick with the theme because the Justice Department is said to be investigating Ticketmaster's parent company. This inquiry now, according to the New York Times, this was predating all of the drama that unfolded this week about Taylor Swift tickets. And according to the New York Times, this is going to focus on whether Live Nation has abused its power in the live music industry.
Yes, they have.
They have enough money to get the systems in place.
And this should have never have been allowed to go through.
Like many mergers.
Yeah. But I mean, this is another example of like they're really monopolizing. Consumers are paying for it. The money doesn't make sense. It's out and out highway robbery on the part of Ticketmaster and Live Nation, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. So that investigation will be unfolding. And, Friday, they thought that they missed the headlines, but they didn't miss the Lori and Julia show.
Over
at People Magazine, they're reporting that Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are taking a break.
I just am reading
vindicated.
It. I was just going to stop
yelling. I told you, Julia, when the concerts were over, that they would be over. Oh, Holly. Thank you. I
Harry
love it
Styles.
When my gut instincts are correct.
I know. Wait a minute. All right. Tell us. Come on.
Okay. Well, sources over at People are saying that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are hitting the brakes on their romance, saying that they're still very close friends, but they are taking a break. Mm-hmm. And one source said that Harry Styles, he's still touring and he's leaving the country now. She's focused on her kids and working in L.A. and that this is all very amicable.
Julia, please say it.
Lori was right.
Thank you.
She said the minute he has to start traveling overseas, it's going to end.
It's going to
end. You are so right, Lori.
Julia, because I think like a man. I know how to think like a man, and I have experience.
If you checked your pants, you'd wonder.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this really can't be shocking to anyone except for you, I guess. I didn't know anyone who thought that these two were going to stay together.
No, it just seems so... I guess you just knew when it was going to happen.
It's too much baggage. He doesn't want her moving to London. She can't move to London. They've already rubbed magic sticks enough time together to know what's what.
Well, it's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. That's right. There you go.
And as you guys always say, around the 18-month mark, you either, you know, stop rubbing sticks, so to speak, or you find something else to love about the other person in addition.
In addition to all of that. Yeah.
Wow.
The romantic love, that's about as long as it can last. And this doesn't surprise me at all. I knew the minute that the shows were over in LA, they'd be done.
Oh.
But they're still really good friends,
they
guys.
Are not.
It was amicable. I think he dumped her.
Yeah. Well, that's that.
Wow. All right.
Lots of gossip this Friday.
Well, that's a Friday.
That was a Friday. That was nothing dull about that
one. No, there wasn't. Thank you, Holly. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
All right. Mike, did we tell you to give us some weekend picks, or do you know that by now?
I've got one. Your theory is that we got some weekend picks, which is exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
So.
I got one ready to go.
Okay, what is it?
I'm filling in for Grant, so I got to do the sports side of things.
Please.
So the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night will be at the X, so that'll be fun. They have game two of a 7-game homestand, so they've got to get this thing turned around. Tomorrow night will be fun time in St. Paul.
The Wild games are fun.
They are.
Oh, they're totally fun.
And everything involved with it, getting down there early, hitting the bars down there and just working your way that direction so you're feeling real good for the game. That's what it's all about.
That is an excellent flirting night for people.
I would agree.
Okay, so what do you got, Jules?
Okay, here's what I have. Let me
okay.
Go. Okay.
Stop Googling Harry Styles. She can't believe that I was right because I was so assured. Well, I said, as soon as it's over,
you were so right.
The stand, it's going to be done. They dated long enough.
You were so right.
The mom is going to point out, don't be involved in the messy mashugana whatever is happening with the kids. And it's just too messy, Julia.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. MCAT, Minneapolis College of Art and Design, is having their big sale. Okay. It's super fun.
It is.
Tomorrow. Go check it out.
Yeah.
They have great stuff. And it's just such a fun place to look at art. Bogart's tonight. Johnny Holmes Band in Apple Valley. I know some Tommy folks are going to be down there. Shout out to all my Tommy friends. Llamas in the Plaza.
Oh.
This is going to be in Edina. And Nolan Maines is kind of this new apartment complex right in the corner of 50th and France. But in the middle there, in their plaza, they are going to have llamas tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, but here's a deal. So you're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Dress warm.
You can brush the llamas. You can walk the llamas. Aww. You can give treats and learn more. But llamas are not huge fans of dogs.
No.
So keep your dogs away. There's also a lovely event going on at the Galleria where our friends Jane Haugen Olsen, Stephanie March, Grant Whitaker, all our people are going to give design ideas, dressing ideas, present ideas.
Oh, fun.
At the Galleria.
What a perfect thing to do tomorrow,
perfect
too.
Perfect for this. So that's going on. And
like,
then,
do we just meet in the middle of the Galleria?
You have to pay.
Okay.
To go. It's like not a lot of money.
Like $10 or $15.
Nothing.
Like
and
that.
I'm sure it's a donation for something, but that's such a lovely place to shop.
It really is. Where do we go? MSP Meg?
Yeah, MSPMeg.org or .com. Mm-hmm. They have that. And then finally tonight at 7, if you're a Frank Sinatra fan. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Andrew Walshen is going to be at Crooners. Almost all those words sounded normal, but none of them did.
Yeah.
No, so I'm sorry and I apologize in advance. Next.
I know how to spell his name, but I too don't know how to spell it. It's W-A-L-E-S-C-H, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's like it's probably got a pronunciation that we don't know.
We don't know. Who can say?
Okay, who can say? Well, I've got some music picks, of course. All right, Julia, you would like to see this band sometime because your buddy is in it.
Which one? Adam. Adam Levy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Turn is at the Landmark Center tonight. They're an Americana band, so good, so much fun to watch. They're just really amazing. They've got a new album out, but it's Adam and two women. I can't think of their names, but they're playing at a few things around town. But tonight they're at the Landmark Center, and you know you could go have a drink or a dessert at the St. Paul Hotel. Anytime you can like be downtown St. Paul, I think there's a lot of fun options at night, you know?
And it's so pretty.
So pretty there.
Yes.
And so they're just really good. And if you haven't had a chance to see them, I'll let you know. They've got a couple other gigs coming up. And then also two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and there were two last night. John Bream raved about Chris Botti. Oh. And of course, we famously had him in studio.
He's like a trumpeter.
A trumpeter. And he was dating Katie Couric.
That's right.
And he left with my bottle of John Frieda. He forgot his hair product.
Because he's a blondie and he's spiked hair.
My chunky monkey that they don't even make anymore. And I gave it to him. But John said, you know, that the Dakota took a chance on him all those years ago. He said he delivers an incredible show. The ticket is kind of spendy, he said, but he is so good. And he plays two shows a night, 2 hours.
Right.
And he said, you got to see him to believe him. It's just kind of mind blowing. So he does a once a year stand, I think, at the Dakota. So there are still tickets, I think, for the 9:30 shows tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay. Then tomorrow night, the Good, the Bad, and the Funky are playing down at Bunkers. If you can't get out, you know, to the Dakota, maybe you just want to go and hear some good R&B and dance. And then Matt Wilson from
Trip Shakespeare.
That's right. And his
and all the songs he writes.
He writes. And his orchestra are playing at the Parkway. And the Parkway Theater, you know, which is next to the Fireside Supper Club. It used to be Pepito's on 36. they've, you know, redone it in there, and it's so beautiful. Nice, but they do music in there. So beautiful. Matt Wilson and his orchestra is tomorrow night, and then also tomorrow night at the Parkway Women Folk Radio Celebration, and it's about eight different women, but some of the women we know, Molly Mayer, Mary Kuchar Fellow, so it's just, that could be just a really amazing night of music. And then Gwen, our friend Gwen Matthews.
Love Gwen.
Who's beautiful, you know, just soul, gospel, R&B. She can sing anything. She's at the Chanhassen Fireside Lounge tomorrow. Because, you know, now there's a lot of people who have, like, next week off. They're on vacation now.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, where they just don't. Where, so, like, people are, like, this is kind of a big weekend to go out.
Absolutely.
And do some fun things. Should I give you a couple of pickup lines?
I can't imagine not having them.
I wanted to get some new ones, Julia. Please. I wanted to get some new ones.
Please, so, we have the Vikings game in town on Sunday at 3 against the Cowboys. Yep. We have the Gopher game in town.
Okay, so here, let me give you one for tailgating.
All right, a tailgate in the cold weather.
In the cold weather, and you see somebody. Right. But do you think you could deliver this line? Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
I absolutely love that.
Isn't that a good one? Yes. I mean, people could. You could use that line, and
it could be so come off so cute.
That's
right. I think men and women could use that.
Sure, I do too. Absolutely.
Yes.
I do too.
I love that.
Thank you. Now, what? Give me some other places where we're going to be. You said the we've got sporting games.
Well, we're also going to be at restaurants and bars. We're going to be listening to live music.
Okay. How about this one? Lounge. Okay, maybe at a cocktail lounge where you walk up to somebody and you go, "Remember me?" Oh, that's right. We've only met in our dreams.
Oh, that's a great... Mike, don't you see it?
Yeah, that one's a little cheesy on
okay,
that one.
Well, just remember cheese. Me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I dreamt about you last night.
Yeah, maybe it was just me. Yeah.
The dream one is...
How about this one? You look like you just came out of the oven. Really? Yeah, you're that hot.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
The first one was pretty good.
All right, let me try it for another one.
But I could see Lori delivering that back in the day.
No.
Don't I look like I just came out of the oven? Yeah. You would put it about you.
How about this one? Like, this one, you know, I feel like, you know, you got to be careful. Like, if you're going to, you know, pretend like you can't see and you're just, you got to be careful if you're like trying to do the grabby thing or something. I'm sorry. Can you help me? I think there's something wrong with my eyes. I can't take them off you.
Oh, my gosh, Lori. Oh, my gosh, Lori.
No? You don't like that?
I don't know, Mike.
That was second of the four we've heard, I think.
I can't take my eyes off you.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Gosh, what?
Sorry, can you help me? I can't take my eyes off of you. There must be something in my eyes.
Well, I did meet my husband in a bar.
Yes.
Complete strangers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when your head swing and swirl, follow it through.
That's right. Okay.
Follow it through. Just so follow
some of the
lead.
People just need follow a the line. Lead.
And just.
They just need a little line.
Yes.
Sometimes cheesy is the best. You get them laughing, and even
say
if it's
kind of dorky. Say the first one.
Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
The best one by far. Yeah. Use that one this weekend.
Use that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I was just going to say we could do. I've got one other one. Have they already suspended your license for driving all the men crazy here or all the women crazy here?
That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
Kind of.
It's a little bit of a journey. Yeah.
A little bit of a journey.
Along on that one. Yeah.
Okay. So it's just nice to be blunt and cute.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah. How about that?
How about this?
How about that one?
How about this? You win. You're the hottest guy in the bar.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice. I used to do that. Mm-hmm. People like compliments. Yeah. Just tell them how great they are and then go from there.
Right. Hey, you're pretty and I'm cute. Together, we'd be pretty cute.
Okay, that's great. That's stupid but cute.
Yes.
It is. All right, there you go.
Those were fun. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Okay, I got a couple things to tell you, Julia. I just want you to know that if for people, anyone who's in Chattanooga on Sunday, they are celebrating Leslie Jordan. Mm. It's called Love Light Leslie Sunday Hymn Singing Celebration.
That's easy for you to say.
At the Memorial Auditorium in Chattanooga, according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press. And it's... It's a fundraiser, but they want it to be uplifting in the town, the city of Chattanooga. They're very proud of Leslie and they want to get together. And so they're raising money for SEMPA Community Care, which provides social service, advocacy,
care, and assistance. Just for everyone who's listening,
in Chattanooga.
If you're on your way to Chattanooga,
We have people from Chattanooga. We've heard from them.
I would like one of them to send us an email, Lori.
Julia, you will get your wish on Monday.
I don't believe you. It's going to be you.
No, it isn't going to be me because we do have Chattanooga Sally that listens on the regular.
She just made all that up, Mike. I mean, she's so full of crap.
Now the
menu.
I might have gotten the name wrong, but right. We have a Chattanooga
Sally. Why was
basis? You got a little group.
Such a liar. Okay. She's such a liar.
Julia, we are everywhere. Okay,
oh, we're global.
Listen, we've been podcasting before the podcasters.
Okay, we have. And by the way, we podcast. Shout out to Purple Daily.
The other thing is on Sunday night, you guys, if you do have Disney Plus, you can watch Elton John's last concert in the U.S. It's at SoFi Stadium. Dua Lipa and Kiki D and Brandi Carlile are all showing up. I want Britney to show up, but I don't know that that's going to happen. And then tomorrow night on HBO, if you want to DVR something that you could watch at your pleasure, that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, John said it was incredible performances this year. He said maybe one of the better ones. It was just so inspired.
All right.
You know, Dolly.
Yeah. Here's a couple other ones. Tonight, Spirited is on Apple Plus, the modern version of the Charles Dickinson classic with Will Ferrell.
Is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. And what's our gal from The Help?
Octavia?
Yes, Spencer. And then also Christmas Story Christmas. Give everyone in the review.
My mom, my brother, and my sister, my brother's husband all watched it last night. They're avid Christmas Story fans. And my mom said they had pizza and it was delightful. And that's the great. Most fun was seeing all the kids grown up and how it was worked into the movie.
I love it.
And I said, Mom, we talked to the screenwriter yesterday.
Mark Shank from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Other things that are happening are Slumberland. Now, this is another Jason Momoa thing. So when you were talking about Jason Momoa yesterday, that you were telling about this.
Oh, the warrior chief.
But this is not that. It's a fantasy adventure about an orphan girl who joins him in a land of dreams for a chance to see her father. And it has Chris O'Dowd.
Love him.
And Kyle Chandler, Friday Night Lights, Slumberland.
Both of all those guys.
And this one sounds really fun on Amazon. People We Hate at the Wedding, a raunchy comedy starring Kristen Bell and Ben Platt as siblings invited to the British wedding of their estranged half-sister.
Oh, that sounds funny.
It does. People We Hate at the Wedding.
Oh, yeah. And there are people that you hate at weddings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Lord, you go to
enough of them and you can see it. You can just feel it.
You know these people. And People You Wish You Didn't Have to Invite for the Holidays. That's going to be another movie. I'm teasing.
Did anyone watch that show or get any interest in that Fleischman Is in Trouble? The show on Hulu with Jesse Eisenberg, Claire Danes, Adam Brody, and Lizzie Kaplan. I read the book.
And Neil Justin liked it.
Okay, so that's
because he says Claire Danes can do no wrong.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Is it a movie or a series?
It's a series.
I'm gonna watch it.
Fleischman. Yeah, Fleischman Is in Trouble. And I remember Donnie tried to book the author. She got hot and it exploded overnight and sold in a TV series and she didn't need any help. And so he just got me a copy of the book. And it's a New York City, you know.
Is it good? What's the story about?
Yeah, it was good. It's kind of like, think Nora Ephron and think add some bitterness.
It's a 41-year-old guy who got divorced and then kind of has to get back into the dating world, and it's how to attack kind of the app life of dating. Yes. So it's going to be something a lot of people could relate with.
Yes, I think so. And Fleischman Is in Trouble. So, yeah, Nora Ephron, who's always writing about relationships, but this is a little bit more bitter and realistic because it's New York.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
You know?
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.